This is GQDN for Friday, January the 20th, 2023. In today's news, brought to you by Audible, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org, we have for you today some sales, an update for Marvel's Avengers, and Callisto Protocol, and a little bit World of Warcraft news. But we begin today with a story from PlayStationLifestyle.net, and they are saying that Skull and Bones pre-orders have been refunded and is no longer on the PlayStation Store. So, with the big release of 2023, those that pre-ordered the game did indeed get their money back via the PlayStation Store. So, what could this mean for PlayStation's insight to the game itself? Well, that's what we don't know. But when a game does get pushed back, something like this does happen. But anyway, the release window for the game on the PlayStation Store just reads 2023. And that contradicts the one from Axios, which says 2023 to 2024. So we'll see when the game comes out, if it does. Now we go to DualShockers.com and, well, Nintendo thinks that they can sell more units for Nintendo Switch this year. Well, the next fiscal year for Nintendo begins April 2023. And the sources from the media outlet said that Nintendo could be targeting 19 million units to be shipped until the end of the next fiscal year. Well, that's kind of a drawback from November, from 21 million. But we'll see. Switch was a good thing. Was. But we know what is coming to you very soon. In fact, tomorrow, and that is the Arena World Championship Cup 1 for World of Warcraft. And that will be on Twitch and YouTube. So here's the tweet. Here's the tweet from WoW Esports on Twitter. AWC hype. The Arena World Championships is back this weekend. Watch Dragonflight Cup 1 starting in 2 hours live on Twitch and YouTube Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. PT and 7 p.m. CET. Oh, I'm sorry, it started today. But that was indeed live today, but it does continue on through this weekend. So to all the teams involved, good luck. Now we go back to PlayStationLifestyle.net, and they're saying that PlayStation did send some DualSense controllers to its developers. In fact, at the Agent of Doom on Twitter did say, arrived in the mail yesterday, the PlayStation holiday gift. It's a specially made DualSense controller for employees to celebrate the fantastic 2022. Here's to an even bigger 2023. And they sent them the new controllers. Very sleek, very nice. So we'll see when all these come. But hey, it's good to get a gift. Now, what we could be getting, well, if you play Callisto Protocol, this comes to us from Destructoid.com. They have incorporated, that is, Callisto Protocol did incorporated New Game Plus. So what that means is that you can play the game again with basically all the stuff that you have. So you get all your weapons, upgrades, and all that stuff, and the credits from your previous run. So, yep, if you want to keep playing it, go ahead and keep playing it. Yeah, there's that. Let's give you a toy instead. Huh? Yeah, that's the give you a toy, because another article from Destructoid did say that the Maiden in Black from Demon Souls is in pre-order form in Figma. So now, it's what, a 6 to 9 inch figure where the arms and legs are movable, posable. And it's priced at $93 in US dollars and about 12,000, almost 13,000 yen. So very, very interesting. And they did set that up there next to some candles. So that's why I'm saying that's going to be a small, small thing. But still, it's almost like a G.I. Joe pick about that size. So yeah, enjoy it. And I know what some other people are going to enjoy. How about some WWE 2K23? Well, somebody leaked the box art and possibly the date, but the SD Hotel on Twitter did say possible WWE 2K23 cover released via Lumia_Italia. What do you think? Would be happy if this is really the cover? But the cover was removed. Yes, the cover was removed. It did have John Cena in his, quote, "you can't see me" pose. And, well, last year they had Rey Mysterio. So, and the picture that DualShockers is providing is John Cena facing off, or facing The Rock, and what they could do there. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens here. Oh, the leak date was March 11th. Oh, I'm sorry. That's wrong. March 17th. 2K22 came out March 11th last year, but the leak date for this year is March 17th. We'll see what happens. Back to Eurogamer. And they are saying that Marvel's Avengers may be at the end of its development next week. Possible. See, they recently released Bucky Barnes, okay? And the Winter Soldier. And really, with the game being out there for so long, and a game that started out really strong, but ended in, really went to such a bad form, what most of the sites are saying. Well, the developers are just saying that it's time. So, we'll see what happens. I know I played it, and it was good for a time, but sometimes you fall out of favor. Maybe people will fall into favor to this one, because GameSpot.com did say that Forspoken pre-order guide could also get you a steel bookcase. Now, the game itself comes out this week, or next week, my bad. But the pre-order is still up. You can still pre-order the physical edition, which that could come out with a steel book, at which the price for the digital deluxe edition is $95. According to some reviews that I've seen, it's best to wait. I know you shouldn't wait for these, though. Once again, back to GameSpot, and you know we like deals. Oh boy, there are some prices that have really been slashed. And all the deals are at Green Man Gaming. So you can take a look at all the different on Steam codes here, such as Gotham Knights, Victoria 3, Monster Hunter Rise, God of War, Horizon Zero Dawn, Uncharted, whole bunch, Monopoly Plus, Death Stranding, Mad Max, Jackbox Party Pack 9, Doom, just a whole bunch of different things. So, yeah. Oh, and what was that one again that I've been playing before? That's right, Midnight Suns. It's on sale too. Really good game. And considering what I said there yesterday, it might be a good idea to get the season pass on that. We'll see. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge. That's the weekly show. Until then, follow us all at GroupQuest and at DawnForge. This has been a DawnForge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Like I said, we'll see you tomorrow for the live show. For the weekly show. Until then, go play some games, people.